That's what dead air sounds like. This is what KABU sounds like if without the proper funding. If we lose KABU voice, folks, we've lost this. We're here broadcasting live stream. So you know that cup of coffee you go buy and it's got all that goo in and it's not good for you and it's about 400 and some calories and you're trying to lose weight? Give it to KABU.
Two of those a month, that's $10 a month. That's yeah. $120 yeah. a year. That'll get you one yeah. of those awesome Democracy Now! T-shirts or the Amy Goodman lectures with Noam Chomsky on the flash drive. There's all kinds of killer, awesome incentives to be a subscribing, paying member of KABU. But the most incentivizing thing I can think of is that great energy and participatory engagement that happens.
Well, it's truly free voice. It's a free voice, not adulterated with motives.
Profit motives.
Corporate motives.
Agendas.
And the programs, if people don't know anything about KABU, go to the website and look at all the archived programs there. And look at the people that are producing them. And hey, by the way, if you become a volunteer and you became a member of KABU, that puts you on the board. You'll have a voice.
Well, certainly. You can vote for the board. You can run for the board. Yeah. There's all different levels of engagement for members, all the way from volunteering to write news, which is one of the great things I got to do when I started and still do. And I'm only a half a year into it. Started this year in February.
I volunteer. I put myself on the board over there on 20 Southeast. What's the street?
8th Avenue.
8th. Yeah, of course, it's 8th
Avenue.
Hey,
just off Burnside.
Go check out the building.
Oh yeah, that mural on the front. Another great representation of.
You approach the Burnside Bridge, if you're coming from northwest southwest side. I live up here on the southwest side, so.
Oh yeah,
you
go
approach
over the
bridge.
Yeah.
The Burnside Bridge. Well, but the bridge is always open. When I get there, I don't know why. It's just my karma. I don't know what's going on. So you wait. And you wait for the Burnside Bridge to do its thing, let the ship we're nudging, inches at a time, we're nudging this big ship. And so then the Burnside Bridge goes down, and then right over the Burnside Bridge, and you come to 8th Street, Southeast 8th Street, and you take a short right off the right off the Burnside Bridge, basically, just a few blocks down, and you'll see this wonderfully painted
awesome mural,
which is the KABU studio.
Yep, right next to a couple of little. There's a theater there. There's there's places to hear music. But all in all, the heart in that neighborhood it pulses
good.
With KABU's awesome energy.
It does
24/7, 7 days a week.
Great
around
coffee
the clock.
Shop right there on the corner.
Man, there's great people all around that neighborhood.
Yeah.
And most of them are headed to KABU, just like you would be if you were down there right now.
Yeah.
That's why I go there. I go there to engage all the diversity of our community from the dirtbag show. The food show was on earlier today. There's the bike show. Last night it was Out Loud. We had fun producing the news.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of energy going on there. And you're involved in Prison Pipeline. There's Bread and Roses. There's so much awesome multicultural feminist, progressive energy at KABU, and it's all volunteer power.
Yeah, and people of
power.
All ages. If you're 70 and you don't have anything to do and you've got a voice and you want to do something, contribute to KABU, get yourself down there, volunteer, and people, if you've got a voice, if you've got some experience, if you've got something to say that's going to change this world from one heart to another or from one head to another, one soul to another, let's go down there and
it's time to engage.
Yeah, it's time to engage.
Occupy Portland is, I think, a terrific recognition of the need for those bridges that we build and that openness in communication that we are desperately needing as a society.
Yeah.
It's one of the voids in our ever more technologically pervaded existence where we lack some sense of community from...
Right.
This connectedness is happening right now.
People are starving to death for community and kindness.
And food.
And food.
and shelter. And there's all of that being addressed right here at Occupy Portland. Yeah. They are addressing the shelter needs, the food needs, there are additional needs. And at the information tent, which is right across from us, you can go and tune in with your contributions. There's a place both for you to bring your resources to contribute, as well as to find bridges and connections to the resources that you need.
Yes.
The information booth is a great hub. We're here between 3rd and 4th, just off Madison, right across from the Justice Center in what some people are calling Freedom Park, Liberty Park. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of names for it, but it's Occupy Portland, and it's happening right now
in
your backyard.
And don't be afraid to come down, because it's an awesome experience, and it's safe, and it's relevant. And you'll walk out with these wonderful vibes all over you, and you'll go,
It's a participatory experience.
It's very participatory.
Everyone here is carrying something somewhere to share.
Yeah.
Or to share a burden, mm-hmm. or just to share an experience. There's a library here.
Yeah.
There are classes here.
Yeah.
There's such awesome things you can do here and then bring back to your neighborhood and build bridges out from Occupy Portland to all the different neighborhood associations. Portland, mm-hmm. Portland as a community has a focus right now, and I think it's here.
Yes, it is. Well, this is also very symbolic of what needs to change, who needs to change it. That would be all of us, all of you out there, all of us. And why it needs to change, well, those things are obvious, but hey, an opportunity, historical opportunity. I feel so blessed to be here.
Yeah, no, yeah. This has been a gift that the citizens of Portland and the surrounding communities have brought to the larger community. Awareness is one of the first steps towards transformation. And as we become aware of all the issues, all the mechanisms of control, power, oppression, once we identify them, then we can start to address them. And I think that's happening right here all around us. And Joe looks like he's bringing someone in to come and sit on the mic and talk. We've got another 20 minutes before we're going to go off air today. And I think at 6 o'clock we'll be going off, and then we're going to start back up pretty early tomorrow. But I'm going to turn on your mic and get Joe to take over for me if I can, or Joe.
Thank you, sir. So, hello. What's your name?
Hi, my name's James.
Hi, James.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm okay. You?
Good.
Cool.
What brought you down here today, James?
I just coming out to support the cause.
Cool.
Fighting for our rights.
Yeah. You're young.
Yeah.
I thought a lot of rights to fight for, don't you?
I thought he was a student, but he told me he wasn't.
Uh-huh.
No, 24.
So I've heard a lot of different ideas about what the cause is. What do you see the cause is this? Or what's going to happen out of this? Or, you know, what's going to be the next step? Got any ideas?
Just proving a point to the government about our rights, how we should have the right to be able to do what we want. I heard a lot about the people over profit. You know, there's something going on about that. It's supposed to be about the people, but it's not. And somebody said something to me, it's never been about the people, but it's supposed to be. You know, we the people, we are the people.
Right.
And just coming out here is a way to demonstrate that, try to get some of that power back.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you guys are the guardian of the torch now.
Yeah.
When I was 16, I started out as an activist. I'm 70. I've been at it all for a long time.
Yeah.
I've seen movements come, movements go, and so on and so on. And so passing that torch on and passing that torch on, but this time it has to be a bit different, doesn't it? It's a movement that can't die.
Yeah.
You got to keep this passion within your heart, don't you think?
Yep, definitely.
How do you plan on doing that?
Just staying true to ourselves, you know?
And what about, what are some of your concrete everyday plans to keep, you're right to be a we, the people in a so-called democratic capitalist society called the United States. I love the United States, but it needs a little tweaking, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's a free country.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, we have all these laws and things that are so contradicting that we barely have any rights.
So how do you plan on, as a young person, old enough to be my grandson, how do you plan on changing that?
Hopefully, I mean, hopefully, obviously, legally, there's nothing that we can do ourselves to change it except that hope that the government sees what we're here to show and does something about that for us.
Well,
just to bear witness to, have you gone to any of the teach-ins or have you been down to the library at all or making any new friends?
No, I haven't. Just out here.
Yeah. Enjoying the vibe?
Yeah.
Did you get any dinner?
No, we were just over there. It looked good. We were just on our way over there.
It looked good. Curry on rice and beans.
Oh, yeah.
It's
good.
Nice.
It looked really good.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're on radio and we're streaming and whatnot, but I'm looking at a very young face full of hope and full of questions, what's going on here?
Yeah.
You know, what's going on here? Marvin Gaye, what's going on? You know, how old. I just dated myself for sure. but that's the point. What's going on here? This is your future.
Yeah.
You know, this is your future. And so something's got to change if you're even going to have a future.
Yeah, exactly.
And so finding ways of making those changes in a nonviolent way, mm-hmm. isn't that the gig?
Definitely.
So, no. Yeah.
No violence.
Yeah, no. It's, well, violence produces violence, so yeah.
We don't believe in violence around here.
Good.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need violence. We don't need to get physical to prove, you know, our point and our freedom and our rights.
Right. That's right. So it's so good to see a young person that's, you know, literally carrying the torch forward. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming down today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoy your rice and curry.
All right. Thank you.
If you can get it, that's the stuff.
Yeah, come on and get some.
Bye.
It's Joe and Grace. We're streaming from downtown. Freedom Rectangle. Main Street runs right through it.
Yep.
We've got another guest.
A river ran through it or something like that.
Yeah. We got another guest. She's got an announcement to make. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, hi. My name is Gina, and I'm with Occupy Portland.
What does that mean, you're with Occupy Portland? It seems like such an amorphous movement. How can you be with them?
I represent the Peace and Safety Team.
Cool.
Okay.
We're here to raise awareness for the disenfranchised people of the Portland area, which the Occupy movement has clearly become a symbol for. This Friday, October 21st, is a day of action, March for Portland Poverty Awareness, starting at 11:30 from Lounsdale Square at the Memorial Statue. We're going to march to Pioneer Square with a rally, and then we're going to march through the Pearl District.
That's this Saturday.
This Friday at 11:30. And we're calling out all people who have been affected by this system, who are struggling to meet their basic needs, mm-hmm. to come and voice their experience, to raise the awareness that poverty is a people's issue, not a movement issue, and not just city issue.
Right.
Do you see a lot of poor folks coming down here?
There are a lot of folks here that are affected by the system.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they come from all walks of life and all different backgrounds, and it's a people's movement.
Yes. And thank you for your work. What do you see the future of Occupy Portland when the tents come down? What do you think should be done? Because eventually this, you know, will happen.
Well, a people's movement isn't symbolized by the tents they stay in. It's symbolized by the momentum and the passion for social change. So the tents may disappear in the future, but the movement does not, because the people will move forward.
And so how do you propose to do that practically?
Practically, it's a matter of organizing and creating a unified vision for social transformation.
Exactly. Somebody suggested that for the rest of our lives, we come here maybe once a week and meet with each other, we who have been part of this, and talk about it and share pictures and keep it going. Because it's hard to keep movements going.
It is hard to keep it going, and I think the best thing we need to do is not remain silent. silent is the death of so many things.
Yes.
And we just need to make sure that we're constantly being heard, and we need to be mindful and remind each other of that.
Yes. Which is one of the reasons KVU is alive and well so far. We need money to support this free voice. Because if this broadcast, if this radio station dies, it's one more, not just our voices, but it's all your voice. It's everybody's voice that's silenced to media with a hidden agenda.
Yeah.
Great. So we can't afford that anymore.
Can you give the time and place of that rally one more time?
Yeah, sure. So we're going to be meeting on Friday, October 21st, starting at 11:30 in Lounsdale Square at the Memorial Statue. From there, we're going to march to Pioneer Square, have a rally, and then head into the Pearl District.
Cool. Wow.
And then coming back here at the end.
And then we'll be coming back here. And anyone who's interested in seeing the real work that's being done and the people helping others, this will be a great time for them to come and see that.
What's the biggest need Occupy Portland has right now, the camp itself?
I would say one of the biggest needs is getting the voice of the people here out to the public about the greater need. It's not so much about the needs about the movement, mm-hmm. but the needs of the people that are occupying that require food, clothing, safety, medical care, mental health care, everything.
Yes. And you're doing all that here.
We are doing it here.
You're doing it. And without electric.
And without electric.
The city pulled the plug on you, didn't they?
They did.
I didn't hear about that.
People pursue.
Yep. I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, they did.
So now you're on generator power?
The city came and, yep. City came and pulled the plug. I went, oh my goodness, what a nice city we have. No, but look how self-sufficient you guys are. I mean, this is the point.
It is the point. I think it's the idea that people don't have to be dependent on massive systems. We can rely on each other and create local communities. And in a way, not in a way, but it definitely creates a more substantial meaning for the work that people contribute.
I thank you so much for your work. Thank you.
Thanks for coming by. So that was another possibility for a march this Friday, mm-hmm. 11 o'clock?
Yep. Friday, 11:30. Starting at the Stag Statue at Lawndale Park.
Nice.
Going up to the Pioneer Square Rally and then over to the Pearl District. So, Day of Action, March for Portland Poverty Awareness. Starting 11:30, Lawndale Square Memorial Statue, which is the Stag Statue. Pioneer Square, then through Pearl District. Call out for any of those affected by the system struggling to meet basic needs. This is our people's moment. And we're just getting a lot of thumbs up on that one. So, hey, struggling to meet our basic needs. We shouldn't even have to say that in the United States, huh?
I guess that's what it's coming down to. More and more people are getting to really face their basic needs. And I think that's part of why people come out. They either have reached that point or they see that they're not very far from it.
Yeah.
One bad hospital bill and it could be a lot of people.
Oh, that would be me.
Yeah.
I'm there. Dr. Marshall Rosenberg, who started Nonviolent Communication Movement, said it this way. When a person's basic needs are not met, we are in tragic expression of unmet needs. We're tragic expression of unmet needs. That's this whole country right now.
Tragic expression of unmet needs.
And that's what drives this movement and any other movement that's ever been. We in the United States shouldn't even have to address tragic expression of unmet needs, and yet here we are one more time addressing that. A lot of people out of work, a lot of people on the streets, a lot of people going into prisons. Just the justice system is broken, the educational system is broken, all kinds of the social system, the health system, I can attest to that myself. Health system is broken. I can't get hardly any of my needs met on a medical issue. I don't have I don't have so many medical needs because I pretty much get into the naturopathic and the homeopathic, and I do all that stuff. But if I ever, I'm on a slippery slope.
Yeah.
And but I'm not scared by it. I just know that I live in a system that right. is like that. So right. so we need changes. We need changes. We need changes. Right. And so.
Yeah, as you list all those things that are wrong, it's hard sometimes for me not to get overwhelmed and
yeah.
and find some place to push back against.
Yeah, and see, that's part of the situation that I've noticed over the years is you can't get hopeless just because there is a lot of despair and there's a lot of reason to be hopeless. There's a lot of reason to be in despair and be discouraged and slip back into that apathy and go, oh, well, I can't do anything about any of this anyway, so why try? And I know there are a lot of people my age that are trashed and burned, and they've given up a long time ago. Their dreams are smashed. They have no more dreams. They have no more hope. But you can't let yourself get that way, because if you do, you've not only killed the movement within you and the passion within you. So you've got to stay passionate for all of this. It's important to, no matter what your age or your economic place or wherever you are, you've got to stay passionate so you can't ever lose hope, especially if you're a young person. Cannot lose hope. You just have to keep chugging. It's called trudging the road of happy destiny. Trudging being the operative word there.
Struggling through. My mom used to say struggling through.
Struggling through, sonny boy. Yes.
There's got to be more to life than struggling through.
Perhaps not. As we're finding out. Perhaps not.
Well,
but
if there is, maybe it's something as amorphous as community, as you and I yeah. sitting here and enjoying a laugh. That,
yeah.
that to me
yeah.
is worth something.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, we're not that powerless. We have a certain amount of powerlessness. But I do believe that universe has got our back. If we stay, see, if you stay right-minded, right-hearted, and you come from your heart and stay connected on that level of getting up in the morning and doing the next right thing, and you stay on that level and you try to do everything you can to serve other people. I'm here to make somebody else's life more wonderful, and therefore it makes my life more wonderful. And so living like that, my needs are always met. Not my wants, but my needs are always met, because there's a connection. There's a universal connection, because universe actually wants peace, as we are finding out. We're hardwired to have peace within the chaos. Somewhere in the chaos, there's peace.
Where did that hardwiring come from? Is it an evolution? is it an evolutionary trait, or is it something that's handed down to us?
You'll have to ask the higher power, won't you?
Where's the higher power?
Therefore,
here comes one now.
There is a mystery in all of that. There's a mystery to all this. But we are hardwired to be lovely, wonderful people within our chaotic moments. And so let's do that.
I agree with you. Everyone you meet here, everyone you meet on the street is the nicest person on earth. It's hard to imagine why we have poverty or war or anything else.
Right. It's really good. Well, I want to thank everybody. I'll be back, and I'll be volunteering some more before... Some more? That's like a s'more.
Yeah.
Now I'm really hungry. S'mores. Ooh.
It's getting close to 6 o'clock. We're getting close to signing off.
We're getting close to signing off. So I really appreciate being able to be part of the broadcast today, and I'll be back and do some more stuff. Okay. Thank you so much. And remember, contribute to KBOO.
Right.
We're receiving some information.
Don't forget to check the Occupy Portland website for their latest needs. We understand that batteries are in need. Check the website, Occupy Portland. Come on down.
Good.
Be part of it.
Cool.
Peace, everybody.
Battery power. Peace out.